of 20 different journalists, and they document very clearly a pattern of impunity and kind of very systemic similarities in Israel's response to each killing, including the most fundamental one, that no one is ever held accountable for them. But they include like the standard playbook, which is preemptive denials of responsibility, pushing false narratives, discounting evidence in the case, and internal investigations that lack any kind of transparency and never lead to charges. This is exactly what happened in Shireen's case, and it shows that this is a pattern of impunity. And again, look, this is one of the most prominent journalists of her generation, who was killed in broad daylight as she was wearing her press jacket and helmet with the words "press" clearly visible on them, with much of it caught on camera, with her colleagues there to witness it, with the citizenship of a country that's the main backer of the Israeli military. If we can't find justice for Shireen, what chance does anyone in Palestine have?
I want to go back to your documentary, The Killing of Shireen Abu Akleh, when you spoke to Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland.
This is an American citizen. We have a duty to pursue the facts wherever they lead, as Secretary Blinken himself said.
Senator Chris Van Hollen has led a group of his colleagues in pushing the Biden administration to investigate Shireen's killing.
Why do you think the State Department hasn't conducted an independent investigation yet?
Their new view, not the original words of the secretary, is that they will take these other investigations that have been completed. The challenge is they've reached very different conclusions. You have, first of all, the IDF report justifies the shooting and the shooting death based on claims that there was a crossfire. But you also have independent analyses that have been done that clearly dispute that claim. And the IDF has not put the facts on the table that show how it reached that conclusion. They've not made public their analysis.
This was a U.S. citizen. Do you believe the administration has upheld their duty?
I do not. I think we have a duty to do what the Secretary of State originally said. They appear to have backed off, but I believe, and many of my colleagues believe, that we've got to get to the bottom of this, and it cannot be swept under the rug.
So that's Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, who also questioned the nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Jordan a few days ago about Shireen's case. So when President Biden went to Israel and the West Bank, Tony Blinken and the U.S. government told the family, because he didn't meet with them, that this investigation would be going on. At this point, you saw on World Press Freedom Day just a few days ago, Medea Benjamin did a civil disobedience right at the feet of Tony Blinken, demanding to know more about what's happening with Shireen, with the investigation into Shireen's death. Your final comment, Sharif.
Well, I think we should go to the words of the family. They just released a statement, and part of it says, "Over the past year, our family has been forced to grieve while seeking justice and accountability for Israel's war crime. From the beginning, we've called on the U.S. government to act in the same way it would if any other American citizen were was killed abroad." And they go on to say, "We miss Shireen every moment of every day. We wake up every morning hoping that we'll finally wake up from this nightmare. We love you, Shireen."
Sharif Abdelkaddous, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Correspondent on the new documentary, The Killing of Shireen Abu Akleh, produced by Al Jazeera's documentary program, Fault Lines. He just won a George Polk Award for foreign television reporting. Today is the first anniversary of the death of Shireen Abu Akleh in the occupied West Bank. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feldstein, Augusta Messiah, Rhodes, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warner, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. Or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. We've got an unusual show today. We're going to skip our liquored up set and pay tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away on May 1st of 2023. Then we'll hear from Woody Snyder, like we usually do. And then right after the mid-show break, we're going to be joined by guitarist and singer Brad Yoder. And then we'll close down on the gospel side of the family like we always do. Yes, indeed. So we've got a full show. Let's go ahead and get things started, shall we? Here comes Gordon Lightfoot doing one of his songs, A Painter Passing Through. This is recorded from a live concert in 2012, and this set of music is going to include two performed by Gordon Lightfoot and then four of his songs as performed by other people. Here we go, Gordon Lightfoot.
Once upon a time, I was impressed. Once upon a time, I like for the obsessed. Once upon a time, once upon a day when I was in my prime. Once in all the ways, if you wanna know my secret, don't go running after me. Just a painter passing through history. Yesterday is gone, yesterday is alright. Yesterday belongs in my dreams at night. Yesterday is sweat, yesterday is great. Yesterday is strong, remembering can wait. Once upon a time, once upon a day when I was in my prime. Once in all the ways, if you want to know an answer, turn your life around. For I'm just a painter passing through the underground. In my stride, always at my game. Here comes Mr. Cole, along the walk of fame. I was in demand, always in control. The world was in my hands, but that you turned to gold. Once upon a time, I was in a daze when I was in my prime. Once in all the ways, if you wanna know my secret, don't go running after me. For I am just a painter passing through history. Now that I'm old, let me rest a spell. All that I'm told, I can never tell. Never in my life, never been in house. I'm still alone, remembering at last. Once upon a time, once upon a day when I was in my prime. Once in all the ways, if you want to know an answer, I can turn your life around.
For I'm just a beggar, see through the yonder ground. If you want to know my secret, come running after me. For I'm just a beggar, see through in history.
Love and maple syrup go together like the sticky winds of winter when they meet. When lonely lovers come to rest beneath the trees, they do their best. Still they can't be free. Looking for the world to be anything but what they see. Longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the wood. You go into the forest, gaze up through the leaves, and see the sky that's almost wild. You can learn to understand what makes the forest greet the man like a mother's only child. In the north, winter's claw relaxes now to keep the law of nature in control. Come to stand in line to rob the forest of her wine, but they don't feel the cold. Looking for the world to be anything but what they see, longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the wood. And maple syrup shine like embers, warm like thoughts divine. They tell us it is spring. Love and maple syrup stir the thoughts of people into words of songs they can sing. Love and maple syrup go together like the sticky winds of winter when they meet. Only lovers come to rest beneath the trees. They do their best, still they can't be free. Oh, looking for the world to be anything but what they see. Longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the wood. What they see, longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the wood. Runway number 9,
707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the grass where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. Though she's rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engine roar. See the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying on my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head. It chill the day and hide the sun. It shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me. Rain has fallen on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't wanna see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How
wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
And I said that I love you. And I said that I don't care if you love me. I'm not saying that I don't care. I'm not saying I'll be there when you want me. I can't give my heart to you or tell you that I'll sing your name up to the sky. I can't lay the promise down that I'll always be around when you need me. Now I may not be alone each time you see me along the street or in a small cafe, but still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you let me have my way, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. Not be alone each time you see me or show up when I promised that I would, but still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you love me like you should, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that made me cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try.
I hope you're enjoying this set of music that pays tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away on May 1st of 2023. We're going to close it with Gordon Lightfoot himself singing probably his magnum opus from before 1970. The Canadian Railroad Trilogy.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future and wanted to see the sun iron road running from the sea to the sea, bringing the goods to the young grown land, all up from the seaports and into their hands. Look away, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore to the western strand, bringing the workers
gotta get on away, cause we're moving too slow. Get on away, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done. We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskeg and into the rain, up the St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing our pay, laying them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand. All the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run. When the wild, majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel. When the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. When the green, dark forest was too silent to be real. And many other dead men too silent to be real.
You can tell it's live radio. I pushed the wrong file. I played the wrong file. I'll just tell you verbally what you just heard. What you just heard was Brittany Haas' Blackjack Grove from her 2004 record, Brittany Haas. And before that, you heard a set of Gordon Lightfoot. And it began with Gordon Lightfoot doing A Painter Passing Through. Then you heard Dennis Warner doing Love and Maple Syrup, a Gordon Lightfoot song that he put on his 2020 record, Pilot Me. Then Ian and Sylvia gave you Early Morning Rain from about 1970. And Marty Robbins gave you Ribbon of Darkness, another Gordon Lightfoot song from 1960. And then you heard Norman Blake and Tony Rice doing Gordon Lightfoot's I'm Not Saying from their 1987 Rounder LP, Blake and Rice. And then you heard Gordon Lightfoot himself doing the Canadian Railroad Trilogy from his 1967 record, The Way I Felt. You know what I've got queued up next while I sort out what was supposed to have happened is Gordon Lightfoot's daughter, Meredith Moon, and from her new record, Constellations, let's give a listen to Slow Moving Train.
Everlasting. Roots program listeners and Whiskey Before Breakfast radio listeners, it's time to hear what Woody Snyder's picked out for us to hear. Hello there, Woody.
Well, hello there, man. Richard, we have another opportunity here to play some fun music and some interesting music, and I think I have a pocket full of that stuff for us this time.
You sure do, and it's a very eclectic set. I'm really happy to see this. You're starting off with one of your and my favorite Johnson Mountain Boys songs.
Yeah, great bluegrass band, the Johnson Mountain Boys, and an interesting song here, an old public domain song, which I think goes back to, 1925, guy, Duncan and Brady.
He's been on the job too long. Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along came Brady in his electric car. He's got a mean look right in his eye. He's gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Job too long. Well, Duncan was a tin in the bar. Along comes Brady with his shining star. And Brady says, Duncan, you're under arrest. Mm-hmm. Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. He's been on the job too long.
Kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy. Oh, remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be, and how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits
Don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WOLD, playing all the hits for you wherever you may be. Great good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina. I did go home, and there I met a fair young maiden, name and age I do not know. On her feet wore these slippers, And in her hair she wore a bow. I love that brown-eyed darling, no one in this world could know. A light brown color. Lips they were a ruby red. And on her breast she wore white lilies, where I long to lay my head. I know your parents don't scarcely like me. I guess your friends all feel the same. And if I'm writ down in your book, love, won't you please blot out my name? I was born in East Virginia, and North Carolina I did go, and there I met a fine young woman, a name and age I still don't know.
If you don't think that woman Time moves only one way. You won't always be young. And if you don't think when you get old you could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, you got some thinking to do. Just like you. And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue,
let me tell you, my friend,
he's just like you.
Set of music that Woody Snyder's picked out for us here on the Roots program or Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, depending on where you are listening. And in the background right now, you're listening to The Percolators play The Real St. Joseph from their 2004 record Alive in Prague. Now, what did Woody pick out for us? Well, the first thing you picked out, Woody, was the Johnson Mountain Boys doing Duncan and Brady, and that's from their old record Blue Diamond. And then you picked out a classic from Harry Chapin.
Yes, I did. I'm always a Harry Chapin fan, and I picked out a song called W-O-L-D. Harry Chapin was, I guess, one of my most favorite folk singers for the time that he was here, and he really wrote a lot of great songs, and W-O-L-D is just one of them.
Then you went to the Wilmington, Delaware area, though I don't think he was living in Wilmington when he recorded this, for David Bromberg.
Yeah, he did record East Virginia. He's living and hanging out here in Delaware, and we get to actually get to see him from time to time. Well, what more can I say about David Bromberg? He's a fantastic musician, great guitar player, and he actually builds guitars, too. I mean, when you get down to it, he can actually make guitars and mandolins and stuff like that in here. So right here, he does this right here in Delaware.
All right, then you've got another song. You picked out a song from Hot Rise that's not one of the usual suspects, not one of the usual songs people pick out. What'd you pick out from Hot Rise?
Well, I picked out the song called Just Like You. Hot Rise is one of my favorite bands, and they are great musicians for a small group. Tim O'Brien is the leader of the band. And
you got one more coming up, and this is one you turned me on to this artist. Oh, my heavens, it must be not 10 years ago now. A singer by the name of Zoe Muth and her band The Lost High Rollers. And you picked out a song that you and I overplay. We play this one more often than we should because we both love this song.
If I can't trust you with a quarter.
If I can't trust you with a quarter, how can I trust you with my heart? Yes, indeed. The moral of this story is don't give up your laundry money to a stranger. You don't know what he'll pick out on the jukebox.
Yeah. It's a fun story, and it's a terrific song.
All right, Woody, well, these are all five great songs. Thank you so much for sharing them with our listeners.
Well, you're certainly welcome to that, Band of Richard. I enjoy doing this and working with you to put out music for our people to listen to. And this set of albums, this one here, when you start talking with, you start with bluegrass and then Harry Chapin, and then you finally end up with Zoe Muth, it's a great variety, and I hope people enjoy it.
All right, Woody, thanks so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Roots program or Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, here comes Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers with If I Can't Trust You with a Quarter, How Can I Trust You with My Heart?
First met you at
smoking our cigarettes with the heater on and listening to Elvis in my car. Well, the place was pretty empty. I worked on my second rum and Pepsi, just longing for the sound of a sad country song. And when you moved in a little closer, I had no intention of saying no, sir. Then you asked me for a quarter. That's where it all went wrong. You know I'm a jukebox honey, but I ain't got much money. Said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark. And if I can't trust you with a quarter, laundry to do. Well, I've been saving my quarters for a wash and dry. But like a fool, I gave them all to you. Well, they say a decent man's heart to find when your taste in music is as good as mine. Now, ignore what I already knew. Wayne said that you never heard of John Brown. Well, I knew right away you weren't worth my time. And I'm sorry to say, honey, before it begun, we're already through. But you know I'm a jukebox, honey. Much money. Said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark. And if I can't trust you with a quarter,
Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC, and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tappy-too-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency.
Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m.
So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Joining me live in the studio right now is Pittsburgh songwriter. Who are you? Brad Yoder.
Still here, yeah.
Wow. You know, Brad, I met you going to my very first Pittsburgh house concert.
Nice.
That's one of the things you do is you host house concerts.
I hosted one last night, actually. Yeah.
And I think the one that I went to, your primary guest was Shauna Caspi from
Canada. Yeah,
that's right,
from Ontario.
And I met the Stapletons there. They were there in
right.
the audience.
Very nice.
And you and Gary Krauth from the Squirrel Hillbillies, whom I already knew was there.
Sure.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Brad is a fixture in the Pittsburgh folk music scene, and I just think, even if you're not listening to the show in Pittsburgh, it's really important that you know that you should support local music.